The shelves of Oregon grocery stores are filling with glass bottles, sporting the names of recently founded kombucha businesses. Sales are taking off, but many people still don't know what the unusual beverage is. Jason Wellman, a sales representative from Brew Doctor Kombucha, gives his explanation.
It is a fermented tea. People have been drinking it for thousands of years. And because it is a fermented tea, it is very high in your B vitamins. And B vitamins help your body metabolize energy. Because of its fermentation, it is a probiotic, a live drink. And you're going to get all the probiotics that you would get from yogurt.
Many people believe the fermentation is caused by a mushroom. But in fact, it's created with the help of a SCOBY, a symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast. It's a soft disc that grows on top of the tea and sugar used to make kombucha. The yeasts feed on the sugar and the beverage ferments. Wellman says his sales have doubled since he started selling the product 2 years ago. Curtis Shimin from Core Kombucha has seen a similar trend, but he says it's a tough industry to succeed in.
It's a very cutthroat, difficult business. There's a lot of players, and you got to pretty much have some excellent distribution if you want to grow at all. And we've been lucky.
More people are giving kombucha a try, and some are even acquiring a taste for it.
My name is Brian Cargill, and I will be trying the super berry flavor. I mean, at first, it smelled kind of like a wine, but then you try it, and it's more smooth than anything.
Hi, my name's Brie Vincent, and I'm trying Superberry Kombucha. There's no flavor, and it tastes like ferment. It's like kind of rotten, fermenty.
The healthy probiotics and enzymes are a draw for many regular drinkers. Although not much research is done on the health benefits of kombucha, Casey Mast, a registered dietitian at Cascade Health Solutions, says there's no denying the probiotics it packs are good for you.
A lot of people don't realize the good bacteria and the need for good bacteria in our gut, and realizing that if that's depleted, then we're going to have a lot of issues.
Mast says despite the many health properties of kombucha, it can be dangerous if not brewed properly.
The main risk to watch out for when brewing it on your own is mold, because it is a breeding ground for lots and lots of bacteria, and the yeast that mold can grow as well. And if you see any sort of mold, to throw everything out.
Justin Ross makes his own kombucha. He decided to brew because he likes the taste and couldn't deny the affordability of brewing it at home.
It's really, really, really inexpensive. The whole cost, after you buy a few gallon large jars, dispensers, you know, whatever you want to brew in, it's sugar and tea. So it's really cheap stuff.
Vendors and home brewers are creating kombucha batches in various flavors. Some people are even taking the beverage to another level and making their own spin-offs. Wellman from Brew Doctor says he's selling to some very creative businesses.
There's an account that mixes in like herbal elixirs and sells it. We have another account that makes kombucha floats, and they mix it with ice cream and frozen yogurt. We have a few accounts that mix it with alcohol and make different kinds of kombucha cocktails.
Oregon's kombucha businesses reflect a national trend in sales. According to Spins, a firm that monitors point-of-sale scanned products, U.S. kombucha sales over the last year brought in more than $123 million, a 31% increase from the year before. Amanda Butt, KLCC News.